everybody, welcome back to Miles Creative Project. It's been a while since the last update. I was living a tough moment when I let one of the things I loved in the corner. I mean the podcast, along with the writing. And I am so sorry. I had a bad period in my personal and professional life, having health problems, including my voice. I recorded and drafted, think I will upload the past episodes that I left. But now I want to focus on the topic of today, August 6th, Wednesday. Like the name of one of the characters I loved during my childhood. Maybe you do not know, but the Addams Family was created during the 30s by the American cartoonist Charles Addams. A gothic and eccentric family that I think you got to know during your childhood. And now, since November 2022, thanks to Tim Burton, the Addams have come back and their popularity has increased. Jenny Ortega portrayed masterfully the elder child of Morticia and Gomez Addams. Wednesday is a solitary, intelligent, nonconformist and sarcastic teenager with an iconic cynical nature, an outcast. But she's different from the other outcast characters. She did not need to change to be accepted. She embraced otherness as a strength, as I personally did too. She did not see her differences as a flaw and just accepts herself, maintaining her authenticity, a topic that nowadays people still fear. I do not know why people out there, like most of influencers, try to mask themselves and build a character to be liked, to have more people that validate them. I don't know why are so insecure to be who they truly are. But this is something I don't want to go deep down. I have planned something different for this. You should try, I think, to be not scared of who you are. Just think of Wednesday. She did not even try to fit in, but she challenges others to accept her for who she is without forcing them. Do you remember the iconic dance scene that went viral? For months, she became a trend, and suddenly everybody wanted to be like her, imitating her. This was wrong. You should be yourself, and the character tried to teach this, not to be like her.
And when the sun goes down and the moon comes up,
you have just listened to Go Go Mock by The Cramps, another song released in the 80s that had the chance to have a second life, and was the theme song of Wednesday. In a scene, she tried to be, actually, to express herself in her manner. If you did not watch the show, it's a combination of dark and biting humor with a murder mystery and set at Nevermore Academy, a boarding school for outcasts, where werewolves, vampires, sirens, gargons and other beings with special power study. And this made me think of three book titles that I want to suggest. The first is A Good Girl's Guide to Murder by Holly Jackson. Pippa, or Pip Fitzamobi, is a high school student who, for a school project, decides to reinvestigate a closed murder case. She's incredibly smart, persistent, and has a keen eye for detail, much like Wednesday, even if with a less dark tone. There is a TV show was broadcast last year, I think, last August, yeah. The second title is Gallant by V.E. Schaap, which follows the story of Olivia Pryor, an orphan who can see ghosts. And when she receives a mysterious letter that leads her to discover a world of shadows and a sinister mirror version of her family home, things change. Olivia is quiet, resilient, and unapologetically strange. Someone similar to Wednesday's gothic aesthetic, if you like the vibes. Last but not least, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children by Ransom Riggs. The main character, Jacob Portman, who discovers a place where he meets children who have unique abilities. And this reminds me of Nevermore Academy. And therefore, it came out of my mind. And I wanted to suggest you. I have read only the first book, but maybe I will read as well the following books of the franchise. Now I think I should conclude by saying something that made me think. A couple of weeks ago, when I was in a moment in which I was lost and not feeling well, I looked for the voice of a man that I did not know really well, actually. I've met him 4 months ago, just a couple days before my birthday in March. And when he called me, it made me feel better. I started sincerely to express myself how I was feeling, and I told him that his voice and talking with him called me and made me laugh and smile. And actually I added as well that he's really kind. He laughed as well, embarrassed, and I didn't know. Actually, I know, but I wanted him to share why he was constantly smiling and laughing. And suddenly he said, "I've never received such good compliments." And I was a bit skeptical. How is it possible? Then I thought that out there are people who are scared to be authentic and do not validate themselves enough, or are not actually seen. This is not good. We should not be scared to express our opinion or who we are. I know that we are living in a world in which people are more insecure, superficial and loner, or just attention seeker to boost their own ego. But just remember, Wednesday, do not force things to be accepted, because out there, someone will like you for who you are and not for how you appear. So just stay tuned for more XOXO Anita Miles.